Name Productions.
Verily, your praise is due to the Almighty Lord. We praise Him, we seek His aid. We beseech forgiveness to Him. We seek refuge of Allah Ta'ala from our evil souls and our evil actions. He whom Allah Ta'ala guides is rightly guided. And he who Allah Ta'ala misguides, wallahi, he will never ever find a protector, a guardian, a helper to ever guide him to the straight path. I bear witness and testify without any compulsion that there is no one worthy of worship except the Almighty Lord, Allah Ta'ala. And I bear witness that He is the only one who has the power to create the entities. For indeed He is Allah Ta'ala. He is Ar-Rahman, who has plenty of mercy for all His creatures in the life of this world and for the believing servants on the day of resurrection. He is Al-Malik. He is Al-Malik. The King, the Sovereign, the Monarch, the One to whom belongs the complete dominion. Indeed, He is Al-Quddus, the Holy One, the One who is free, pure from all imperfections, and He is clear from children and adversaries. Likewise, He is clear from the statements, the blasphemous statements of the Jews, the blasphemous statements of the Christians, the blasphemous statements of the pagan Arabs. Those swine said that Allah Ta'ala has a son and Uzair is Ibnullah, the son of Allah. As for the wood worshippers, they said that Isa Ibn Maryam is the son of God, the son of Allah Ta'ala. As for the pagan Arabs, they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min hadha kullu. This is nothing but blasphemous disaster. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is in no need of a partner, is in no need of a child, is in no need of any creation. He is independent, for indeed He is Al-Muhaymin, who is the vigilant, the supporter, the protector. We are in need of Him. He is in need of no one. He watches the slaves' deeds and actions. He is Al-Musawwir, the fashioner, the organizer, the designer, who formed His creatures in different pictures, black, red and white, with different tongues, Arabic, Asian, English and so forth. And He is Al-Wahhab, the most generous, the giver, the bestower. He gives, wallahi, the creatures and gives and gives and gives without asking for a return. And He is far from those blasphemous statements, clear from those evil statements of the swines who said that Allah's hands are tied, who said that Allah's hands are stingy. Indeed, their hands be tied and they be accursed for those evil statements instead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands is widely outstretched. He gives out of His bounty to whom He pleases. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. He is Al-Wahhab, the bestower, the most generous. And He is Al-Aleem, Al-Razzaq, the provider, the sustainer. He knows our actions, dear brothers and sisters. Yes, we can all hide from each other. You want to conceal knowledge, you can conceal it to each other. I can prevent someone from knowing that which I intend. But wallahi, dear brothers and sisters, you can never ever conceal the knowledge from Allah Ta'ala. No matter where you hide, no matter how much you try, you will never ever conceal that which you are intending from the One that created your intention. For indeed, He is Al-Basir. He is the seer of all things. No matter where you go, you want to go to the tallest building, the furthest cave, underground. You want to hide yourself from people's eyes. But Allah Ta'ala, you can never ever hide from Him. If you think you can commit sin without your relatives, your family, your cousins, your friends witnessing you, so I can commit the sin, Allah Ta'ala is witnessing you. And you can never hide from Him. The black ant on a black mountain on a dark night, he sees it better than the ant sees itself. The Almighty Lord said in His glorious uncreated word, يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل. Oh, you who believe. Now if you believe, open your ears. For indeed Allah Ta'ala is talking to you. It's a communication. Oh, you who believe, believe in Allah. Believe in His Messenger. And that which was revealed to His Messenger. And that which was revealed, the scriptures before the Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, we believe everything that the Almighty Lord has placed in His books. Everything. The revelations that have come from our Creator are all the words, or is the very word of Allah Ta'ala Himself. Is the very word of Allah Ta'ala Himself. He sent it unto His messengers for the purpose of conveying His laws, His religion to the people. The greatest of these books, as we all know, is the glorious Quran, which was revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Al-Injil, which was revealed to no other than Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Then Al-Tawrat, which was revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Then the Psalms of David, which is known as Zabur, revealed to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. But the greatest of these books is no other than the uncreated word of the Almighty Lord. The greatest miracle that was ever descended on this earth.